Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship on this rather warm December morning. Before we begin with our service, I want to give a couple instructions. I know this is new for a lot of us. Our service for this morning is what's called a Lessons and Carols service. It's a really beautiful way to walk through the entire Christmas story and sing all of our favorite Advent and Christmas hymns in about an hour. I like to do this service on the Sunday in between Christmas and New Year's as something to look forward to, but also because it gives me a little bit of a break from my normal worship planning. So as you will see, we have, I think, six different lay readers who are going to come up at various points during the service and do their readings. And the way the service works is we have six lessons and six carols, and we will move through the whole Christmas story by the time we get to the end. So I hope you enjoy this service as much as I enjoyed putting it together. I have just one announcement, two announcements this week to share with you. The first is to let you know that we are going to be closing the office on Tuesday in honor of New Year's Day. So if you need to get a hold of the office or me on Tuesday, shoot me a text message. The office, wait until Wednesday. Second announcement, we are not having a session meeting this week because it'll be the day after New Year's. It will be the following Wednesday at 7 o'clock. I believe is that December 8th? January 8th? Yes. 9th. Sorry, I can do math. January 9th at 7 o'clock in the library. All right, those are all of the announcements I have. Does anyone have any announcements to share? All right, let us begin our service with our prayer and praise requests.
Good morning, Glenshaw Valley. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I have a prayer request from Suzanne Connors for the STEM, Putman, and Fusco families who have lost loved ones near this holiday season. I have a praise request from John and Carol Kane to recognize Carol Schreiber, B.J. Morrison, Cliff Huff, Heather Perman, and Mickey Schlesser for their dedication, love, and care they have demonstrated at our church over the years. We also appreciate Pastor Rebecca for coming and sharing her faith with us. And the last one is a praise request. This is for Cliff. Cliff, from the congregation and myself, we thank you for your years of service as clerk of sessions. You've done an outstanding job.
All right, let us begin our service with our first lesson. Can come forward to the microphone.
The first lesson is called Preparing for the Lights. Comfort, O comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like a flower in the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever. This is the word according to Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 8.
Please rise and join with me in our first carol, O Come, Emmanuel, number 88.
How many verses would you like to sing?
Oh, that's a great question. How about just the first four? First four verses of O Come, Emmanuel. Be seated.
The second lesson is Hope in Darkness from Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. And he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. You all can stay seated for this next hymn. It is "The Days Are Surely Coming," number 357.
Good morning. This is lesson 3 from Isaiah 42, 1 through 9. "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth and the coastlands waiting for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and a spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by my hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. This is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See the former things that have come to pass, and the new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them."
You can remain seated for our next hymn, number 145, What Child Is This?
Gospel of Matthew, lesson 4, God is with us. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us.
who remain seated again for this next hymn, Once in Royal David's City, number 140. Join me in prayer. All glory to you, great God, for the gift of your Son, whom you sent to save us. With singing angels, let us praise your name and tell the earth his story, that all may believe, rejoice, and bow down, acknowledging your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we ask you to strengthen those who are facing particular challenges. Lord, this morning we lift to you all of our friends and neighbors and colleagues who are walking through the valley of the shadow of death during what has to be the hardest week of the year. This morning, we lift up to you the Stem, Putman, and Fusco families on the loss of their loved ones so close to Christmas. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, we continue to pray for our federal government as they enter into another week of shutdowns. We pray that a budget resolution would pass quickly. Lord, we also lift up to you everyone in our congregation who is traveling for the holiday. We pray that you would bring them back home safely to us. Finally, Lord, we present our joys to you with gratitude. Lord, we thank you for your unwavering faithfulness to us in 2018 as we selected and hired a new minister. Lord, we pray that you'd be with us in 2019. Send your Holy Spirit of peace and wisdom and discernment. For we know that whatever we will face in the coming year, we don't do it alone, that you are with us and that you go out ahead of us. Lord, as we look back on 2018, we are particularly grateful for individuals in our congregation who have gone above and beyond to serve you. We thank you for each member of the PNC that worked diligently to call a new pastor. We thank you for Carol, for BJ, for Cliff, for Heather, and for Mickey. We thank you for their good work in the life of our congregation that allows us to gather and worship you. Lord, we thank you especially for Cliff's 9 years of service on our session. We pray that his year off would be a year of rest and rejuvenation. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. God Most High, your Son embraced the weakness of flesh to give us power to become your children. Your eternal word chose a dwelling among us that we might live in your presence. Grant us a spirit of wisdom to know how rich is the glory you have made our own, and how great the hope to which we are called. In Jesus Christ, your word made flesh, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our fifth lesson, Children of the Light, comes from the first letter to the Thessalonian church, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11 and verses 23 to 24. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourself know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day will surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. You can remain seated for our next carol, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, number 123. Let's do verses 1 to 3 for this hymn.
Lesson 6, The Darkness Will Not Overcome the Light, from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and he came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. We have seen his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Please rise and join with me for our next hymn, Joy to the World. Seated. Friends, let us continue to worship God by presenting our tithes and our offerings. Bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts to the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, sorry. You can stand again for our closing hymn. Oh, come, all ye faithful.
Oh, come.
let me say a word of blessing as you go from this place. May the God of peace sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. Amen.